The weekend is here. You can catch a documentary on the Black experience and influences in San Antonio, hear a great classical music collaboration, and watch a Broadway musical about the September 11th attacks. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
Saturday night at UTSA downtown, a documentary about San Antonio's Black history, which Logic Allah says grew out of a walk he and a friend were taking.
We were standing on the corner of Hackberry and Center one day. You have the Carver Cultural Center. You have the Carter Taylor Mortuary, which is the oldest Black funeral home in San Antonio. St. Paul United Methodist is right down the street, which is the oldest Black church. And so we started talking about all the history that lives on that corner, and we wondered how many people didn't know that.
He says that many discount the African influences in the city, but if you look carefully, they're there.
When you see some of the architecture, especially at the missions, when you see the domes, the rolling arches, the tile inlays, that's an Arabic African style.
Slavery makes tracing roots near to impossible, but he says there are other avenues you can take.
We've found other ways to try to trace our roots, language, traditions, culture, foods, art, oral traditions, stories. It's a difficult puzzle to try to piece together.
The meet and greet for A Walk on the River starts at 6 at the Buena Vista Theater and the film at 7. Also downtown, tonight and tomorrow night at the Majestic, a Broadway smash with an odd premise.
If you hear that it's a 9/11 musical, you know, some people say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
San Antonian and cast member Aaron Michael Ray is talking about Come From Away.
On 9/11, there were 38 planes that were diverted to this tiny town called Gander in Newfoundland. And it had to welcome over 7,000 plain people who were now stuck there for 5 days. It's a true story about how people had to come together and just help each other out.
I've seen a lot of musicals, and it's like nothing I've ever seen.
This show is choreographed down to the toenail. But there's not a lot of dance involved. It's 100 minutes, no intermission, of just back-to-back, extremely fast-paced. It's really interesting to watch.
There are literally only 3 designated places for applause. By the time it all ends, the audiences really respond.
That uproar of an applause is nothing like I've ever heard being on stage. They all just jump to their feet. It's a really great feeling.
Then on Saturday, a musical collaboration, which Trinity University's Gary Safeman says was also conceived with a horrible premise.
It was written during a time of great turmoil in Europe. Napoleon had just won 4 major battles and had his eyes set on Vienna.
It was 1798, and Joseph Haydn wrote the Lord Nelson Mass, anticipating his town would soon become a war zone.
He wrote 14 masses, the only one in a minor key.
Joseph Kinnear conducts Trinity University's orchestra.
There are very few instances where a mass was in minor, and so this was particularly special.
The chorus numbers about 165 singers between members of the San Antonio Chorus Society, directed by Jennifer Safeman, my wife, and the combined university choirs.
Kinnear says the mass is really serious, but then has moments of real brightness.
All of a sudden, it's like the clouds open up and light is descending, and then there's hope. And I think there's a lot of moments of that, too, in the mass.
Safeman says the Trinity Baptist Church is a great place to take it all in.
So it's an incredible space for a work of this magnitude.
You can catch it Saturday night at 7:30. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.